Hello, and welcome to the ATPE podcast, brought to you by the Association of Texas Professional Educators and covering the hottest topics on Texas educators' minds today.
Hello, and welcome to the ATPE podcast. My name is David George, and I serve as the editor for ATPE News Magazine. Today, we're going to be discussing the importance of quality professional development, some breaking summit news, and a preview of the summer issue of ATPE News. We are excited to introduce you to the newest member of the ATPE Marcom team, Andrea Hutluck. Thank you for being here, Andrea.
Thank you, David. I am excited about this opportunity.
So I'm hoping that you can introduce yourself to the members and give them an idea of how you got to this role.
Wow. So without going too far back, I graduated with a degree in communications. I served associations working in both advocacy and communications roles. And then quickly, as I delved into researching education for my own children, I became very passionate about the topic. At one point, I decided to go ahead and become a proud alt-cert teacher. I obtained my alternative certification. I worked in early childhood education before transitioning to some long-term substitute roles within several of the districts here in Central Texas, and eventually landed teaching elementary at an IB or International Baccalaureate inquiry-based school. And that is where I've kind of been ever since. So I've been passionate about education and working with other educators in the community.
Tell us about your current role.
So currently, I have joined ATPE as the Engagement and Learning Specialist, which means my role is to help facilitate professional learning. And that means any of those things, but including the launch of the new professional learning portal and providing quality content there that is anything from asynchronous webinars, videos that teachers can access on demand, and hopefully some engaging in other in-person, blended, or hybrid-type learning opportunities in the future.
So outside of the professional learning portal, what other things are you looking to accomplish?
Well, top of mind right now is Summit. We just announced our keynote speakers. We have Allison Van Hooser, who has a great inspirational story regarding how she was inspired by a teacher and how that changed her life. And then we also have Kim Bearden from the Ron Clark Academy, which was one of the founders of some very innovative ideas in education and school culture. And so I'm excited to have them joining us at Summit this year, as well as breaking down some of the barriers to accessing professional learning and kind of changing what that might look like at the ATP annual conference.
So you're going to be doing a professional learning session for new teachers at the summit. Can you talk to me about why that's so important to you and maybe teaching careers for teachers, how that can become sustainable?
Absolutely. That is one of the things that's led me to my role here at ATPE. I began when I was teaching during virtual learning, providing some specific professional learning collaboration and support with other teachers within my district. And during that time, I think as many people within the education community know, we lost a lot of great educators, a lot of great friends who suddenly didn't see it as a sustainable profession, were burned out, didn't see themselves being able to continue in the role that they were currently in. Because I love learning and I love the classroom, it was really difficult for me, but I felt so passionate about helping teachers see a sustainable future with education and classroom education in specifically, that I left the classroom in order to mentor and coach on a district level, and was part of a program that specifically focused the following year on supporting new teachers, or what we call early career teachers. So those are teachers coming from traditional or alternative certification programs that have 0 years of experience. And as many of our ATPA members probably know, there's a lot of them, right? So there's a lot of support, and it was something that was really needed. So during that time, I was able to figure out some key points of what was really important for teachers to be able to focus on. And those were educational topics that were missing from traditional educator preparation programs. Things really focusing on making it a viable and successful career without being overwhelming. So time management, prioritizing tasks, working as part of a professional learning community or team with others, finding a mentor if there was not someone like me in that position. So that is one of the things that led me to really feeling like I wanted to have something to offer. And also at Summit, all of our student teachers or people currently enrolled in education preparation programs can attend our conference absolutely free. So I want to make sure that we get the word out about that, that they know that they can attend that and that we have something to offer for them.
So you mentioned professional community, and I know that Summit is a great time for our members to engage with each other and make connections. What about outside of Summit, something like our online community that's launching? How can members use that to engage with each other?
I'm very excited because outside of the professional learning portal, in the near future, we will be launching a digital online community or platform to connect educators across Texas. A state of our size simply cannot offer an annual conference with an expectation that everybody be able to attend, especially in the current economic climate, and knowing that a lot of educators do not have personal financial means to always travel a distance to visit the annual conference. And so I want there to be that same opportunity for connection, that same opportunity for collaboration. So many teachers in our rural or smaller districts are very siloed. I could be the only teacher teaching that content area or topic. So having somebody that knows and understands your position is invaluable as an educator, somebody to bounce ideas off of. And I'm hoping that the online community is just going to be that platform for our educators and ATPE members so that they can find that level of support.
Let's steer back for a moment to professional development. And I know we talked offline about rethinking professional development, and we have, with the summer issue of ATPE News Magazine, a new column that you're going to be writing, and it's going to delve into that idea of rethinking professional development. Can you give us a little preview of what you're going to be working on or what you're going to be trying to accomplish with that?
Absolutely. The idea for the article really came from a recent experience. ATPE was the continuing education provider for the recent South by Southwest EDU conference here in Austin. And I had the valuable opportunity to meet up with some of our members, other educators from around the country, the world, and within that, attend some specific sessions around professional learning, AI, all these topics evolving in education at the moment. And one of the things I heard as I sat in on a session from Education Week was this results or data regarding teacher morale. And it was a part of their State of Teaching report in which they polled educators in a variety of areas, but really morale, what they wanted to see more of, how they were feeling, all of those things. And one of the things that really stood out to me that I sat there kind of honing in on and feeling perplexed about, as did some other educators around me in the audience at that moment, was these results regarding teachers desiring less professional development. And it came up a couple of times in this report where teachers desire or feel like they really want, and ranked in there was less professional development. And then later on, it was kind of a note to administrators, what do you wish could be taken off your plate? And it was professional development. And as I sat there kind of ruminating, question came to mind, and we had that opportunity. So I asked the panel from Education Week, did you provide a definition for professional development? Because everything I know about educators is that they want to do best by their students. They're lifelong learners themselves. They're curious, and they naturally and intuitively are always trying to better themselves. And so I asked, what is this data, and why is it inconsistent with what I know and believe to be true about this profession? And what I came back to was they didn't provide a shared definition for professional development and what that was. But I know what's being called professional development in education today. It's a meeting. It's a mandatory training around testing. It's a curriculum implementation that is not differentiated or focused on the knowledge or background a teacher might already have, but something that's just dispensed to the entire room, which I know veteran educators may or may not find valuable, right? We're not honoring the background knowledge and experience they already have. We're coming from an assumption that they have nothing or no prerequisites to these skills or implementation. And then I know also so many educators in the pre-K through third grade or elementary education area also have the rather lengthy and extensive Texas Reading Academy that came out of the legislation, House Bill 3, requiring the professional development and that kind of continued area. So for me, it was like, it's not that teachers don't want professional learning. It's that teachers don't want what's being offered. They want to find the professional learning to be valuable, and they are deserving of the same voice, choice, and autonomy that we preach is so, respectful, responsible, desired for our students. Well, in this instance, we are the students, and we want that autonomy. And I think that is why that is there, and why I want to have this column, because I think the only way that we are going to get the professional learning we desire on demand is like at our leisure, on our choice, coming together collectively and sharing our stories of what's working across the state. So this magazine column is really going to talk about not myself and just what I know, because I'm not an expert. No one is, right? We're always learning in education. Things are always pivoting, changing, evolving so rapidly. So it's really me connecting with our membership. And it's important for me to hear from you and highlight what is happening, what kinds of professional learning, how is it being structured in a way that is valuable to educators.
There seems to be a lot of shortcomings for the traditional definition of professional development. And it seems to me that there's a gap between what districts offer and what teachers really need. Can you kind of explain how we might look to bridge that gap? And I know the column can't do that on its own, but yeah. what kind of solutions could we pose for a problem of that scope?
Yeah, and when we talk about this, I don't want to speak to all districts here, because there are some districts doing some really great, innovative professional learning opportunities for their staff. They are coming together with a school culture that values the shared or collective knowledge that their educators and professionals have. But historically, there is this top-down method of professional learning, something that is seen as a need and therefore development being, you know, put around this one need without really the opportunity for input from educators or the opportunity for them to collaborate and help offer that. So I think the innovation comes from valuing experience and helping teachers leverage their own knowledge and feel confident in providing professional learning for each other, and finding some sort of way to really give educators the opportunity to provide feedback. And that may look different in different ways. Some of the innovative ways that they're doing that out there now, and that I hope to highlight in the column, are really having a method for feedback or an opportunity for micro-learning. This idea that maybe we don't have this big, long, drawn-out professional learning, but just offer these moments, these glimpses, so that always has been an opportunity just to observe someone else. And unfortunately, some of those opportunities have gone by the wayside because there just hasn't been the manpower in terms of getting coverage in a class so another educator can really watch another educator in action with a routine or a strategy or a skill. And I know so many of us are real-world visual learners, and there's also a real lack of seeing something in action in order to make it tangible and something I can bring into my own classroom. So I'm hoping with the on-demand webinars that there's some videos created, some collective knowledge on this online community that comes together that makes the profession sustainable and makes it easier for teachers, so that they're not asking for professional learning to be taken off their plate.
Andrew, can you give us a preview of things to come, things that you're looking to accomplish in your new role?
Absolutely. I think we've touched on many of them already. The goal, first and foremost, is to ensure that educators have access to quality professional learning, whatever that looks like for them. And so, for some, that may be coming to attend our conference and our breakout sessions and listening to these innovators within education like Kim Bearden. We're also doing a featured session with a local Texas native, Casey Bell, around AI. We have some partner organizations that are going to be offering some special topics that I think are really timely and relevant. Then the Professional Learning Portal is going to launch. And the format and the vehicle is new, but there's not a lot of new content yet. So I really hope to collaborate with members. And this is where I really need that opportunity to connect and hear from each of our ATPE members about what they value and what they would like in the professional learning portal and what that looks like. So maybe an opportunity for an in-person PD at Summit that then launches into an online hybrid course. So I have lots of ideas, always more ideas than I do time. And so I think that is something that'll evolve a little more slowly, but I am excited about the possibilities. And that professional learning portal is going to connect to the online community. The online community platform itself is robust. I'm really excited about the discussion forums and the opportunity for connection there for everybody from the tip of the panhandle, you know, all the way down to the southernmost coastal areas. You know, if you're out there and you're feeling siloed, you're not connected, or you just want to collaborate with a community that feels as passionate as you do about a topic, whether that be something around the content you're teaching or advocacy for educators in education, there's going to be an opportunity and a platform for that connection, for that collective coming together. And I think now more than ever, there was a missed opportunity after COVID for education to really evolve and for educators to reclaim the profession. And we have another opportunity right now for change. And it's really going to involve collectively coming together and working together and making this a sustainable career for educators in the future. So that is my true desire and hope and goal at the end of the day. And I hope ATPE members will feel comfortable reaching out to me. I'm a short email or phone call away, and I really do want to hear from our members about what they value and what is important to them.
Andrea, thank you so much for joining us today and sharing all this with us. We're excited to have you on board. And as always, if you have any questions or feedback, you can send those to comm@atpe.org. That's comm@atpe.org. And we encourage you to subscribe to the podcast as well as leave us a review. Thanks again for being here, and we will see you next time on the ATPE podcast.
Thanks for listening to the ATPE podcast. For more information about becoming part of Texas's largest community of educators, please visit atpe.org.